some of the things that had, and it was not these agreements, so that anyone knew, so secret it was kept from Senator Rita. Yeah, like they were going to, like they had time to and read page. Oh, they knew that. And and it's because it is the TPP destroy national sovereignty and corporate rule, period. And destroying things that we like, KBOO radio. So I'm going to repeat it again. KBOO radio, for an investor group to complain to a secret international tribunal and saying, has an audience over, we have 50,000. And that space could be taken up being denied our profit. And we demand that you curb this. Take away KBOO's right that we can buy that frequency, getting, you know, who are in the way of our profits. That's why it was secret. Number to call with your comments and questions, 503-231-1880. Services for people across the city, and it's a good thing. And the health of the region is improving. Investors can go to the TPP and say, we're being denied our ability to have profits. And the sites are rules. No, for hospitals, be compensated for what you assume you have lost. No, it's building a hospital. Hasn't built it yet. You can go to TPP and be compensated for the anticipated losses. This is about ruling you like dogs. Up to the sled, because when they're baby. Number to call with your comments and questions, 503-231-231. Chapter. Negotiating parties led by the United States are creating a supranational court or true states and obtain taxpayer compensation for expected these investor state dispute settlement tribunals, ISDS. Here's hoping that we tribunals are designed to overrule. I'll just say that last bit again. These are designed to overrule the national. It's that a country. Laws and policies affect the companies. In return, states hope that multinationals will invest more. Similar mechanisms have already been used. For example, U.S. tobacco company Philip Morris used one mandating plain packaging of tobacco products on public health grounds, and by the oil giant Chevron against Ecuador, for compensation ruling for polluting the environment. The threat of future lawsuits, chilled environmental and by pesticide companies in 2008 and 2009. ISDS tribunals have no appeal mechanism, do not subordinate themselves to human rights laws or the public. Affected parties can make representations. Again, I need to bring this to ground, what this can mean. It makes some of the workers in Portland talking minimum wage going up, getting closer to a living wage, while being for a tribunal. And help these. Can't be no for the workers. You lose. How do you spell you lose? TPP. Number to call with your comments and questions. Listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland. Have you downloaded the free KBOO app? It's at KBOO.f. It's the TPP released is a document of 5,000 chapters, not counting special. There's a secret guidance document. Not yet released. This is back. He was writing. Which apparently even members of the U.S. Senate have still under Jeff Sessions. Of course, there are officials, notably by the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, and statements by President Obama really about these documents, which are designed to market the TPP, kind of like the way the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is really in. But returning to the text, in fact, these four public consumption puff pieces are replete with outright lies. New type of trade agreement. It's a new type, all right. Good services and investor money capital flows. TPP is first the latest salvo against national and popular sovereignty. That's you. The key to setting up their own global government is contained in its chapters 20, parting from what's written there by Jack Russ. If you want to see, you're just going to have to go to WikiLeaks. Oh, yes, the hated WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks. But returning to what was 503-231, in Chapter 27, TPP provides for its decisions will usurp national and state local legislation already under serious attack everywhere. And in Chapter 28, TPP provides for a new time run by a corporate will viewed cannot exist in court systems of any TPP member country take precedence over U.S. and other national court systems. Forces vigorously promoting arbitration as a means by which to bypass the judicial system in the U.S. And Harry 187. Hi, Harry.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Happening that a couple years ago, it was to protect tuna, protect dolphin fishermen, and a lot of the labels on the tuna would say "dolphin safe tuna." Well, when sued the WTO and made them remove that.
Yep, And so that the intelligent, oh so intelligent, tuna were caught in huge numbers. But now, because it's no longer worth your tuna catch, just, and then what do they do with the dolphins? Why, they just throw them overboard. Thanks for calling. Yes, that's exactly the sort of thing. If this passes, and to climate change, if go to water power and we don't want to buy any more coal, well, that's restricting free the way of someone's profits. A billionaire's PP secret tribunal. Secret tribunal. I'm selling oil. Secret tribunal will say, well, stop it. Final decision, no appeal. Oh, the Koch brothers love that. Number to call with your comments and questions, 503-231. Chapter 27 establishes a TPP commission composed of ministers or officials who have future revolution. For the TPP is bill changes, new ratified by Congress, will representatives name it as change after allowing corporate lawyers, corporate-owned bureaucrats to change it? Anyway, guess. Anyway, Mitch is on the air. Number to call, 503-231.
Good use of airtime letting people know about the real problem we have is that aside from yourself and a few others, there's been getting people interested in why trade looking into. And with something as simple, a beacon to, as the alternative broadcaster in town, by ham feature, just like the Dow Jones numbers are on stream news, why don't we have trade deal scoreboard? Is there's loads of people very interested in how the Golden State Warriors are doing, and they are having a wonderful season, and people know the most intimate statistics. And yet when you talk to a why they're supporting trade promotion authority president, but future presidents fast-track authority, international trade deals, instead representatives doing any public deliberation of what's in these trade deals that keep failed. But we don't know that the outcomes. If he gets in front of a microphone and asks President Obama, great communicator, and they ask him about why is he all these people and struggling people and the homeless around, and says, why do you folks keep talking about NAFTA? I was asked. Well, the fact was that President Obama signed in 2012 our first Asian KORUS. If you go online, there's a nonprofit, bipartisan website called economyandcrisis.org, and it will show what the results of it will show chorus trade deal that President Obama signed.
Right on, and as I was
and
saying earlier,
you know how the GOP and the Tea Partiers have obstructed everything Obama's tried to do? Well, abort the trade deal.
Absolutely.
And never seen one careful anybody in the Republican Party about this or talk about the trade deal, which the result, where the imbalance of trade was 2 years, then no one would support these, and it'd be in for who support them don't have to defend anything because the information isn't out there.
Yep, it's secret, and this is why. Thanks
so
very
thank
much for
you.
Your call. You're making great points there. It's 503-231-1187. According to the team's function, it's a kind of corporate global committee, a legislative committee of multinational corporations and the TPP members, with yet to be defined accompanying separation of powers here. More important, TPP has to be determined. What are the terms of office of its members? Who chooses them and how? Can they be relieved? And if so, whom are they accountable? Can they meet in secret? What are the rules for decision-making under which they'll operate? The TPP is silent on all these questions. How convenient. This is a mysterious guidance document no one has seen, but don't bet on it. Most important, it appears, let alone reversal by Congress or any other existing government. 831-8187. And Ted is on.
Thank you for this topic. I'm in completing agreement with you. The TPP is terrifying. I'm kind of curious, though, what your take is on why this president, who caused a brief flicker of hope when he was first elected, him and Bill Clinton, why does Obama, what pressures are on him? He's not the reason he supports this.
His friends and his extended family are all looking for tasty corporate and appointments over the next few years. A list should be made. You will see how well they do. Speaking fee after speaking fee, adding to his millions. And if he goes the other way, and I'm a pariah, he can join Jimmy Carter in tacking houses together for the poor. Yeah,
convincing. I mean, he seemed like he's got money. He's protecting his investment in the job that he took. He seems like a guy with a deeper vision as a voter, but it's disillusioning to see the outcome. And Jimmy Carter's doing pretty well. I think he did all right by the mainstream, but I think he's worse than politicians from the United States.
He's a good guy, and who knows? I shouldn't go into too much detail, but corporate rule, people like Obama or Carter or Clinton, for that matter, slip from their grasp. I remember, for example, it's a date that I should memorize. Clinton was in office in the 90s, and a Cessna crashed into the White House. And it turned out the Cessna did have one. The pilot was dead before the Cessna crashed. It was all very mysterious, but it wasn't mysterious. The statement was, you better change your ways. You've been trying to be president. You've been going against the imperial will of the Pentagon. You could die.
Yeah, I do vaguely remember that. I was out of the country, but yes. Yeah, very interesting. Well, thank you for your comments. Bye.
Thank you for your call. And yeah, KBOO's FM, it's a this and again, just to summarize, the TPP is not a trade agreement. It is an attempt to hold global corporate power over you. Something that you won't be able to stop, something that will utterly change your life, and something that which could even, for example, because it doesn't make profit for rich people, and that's what the TPP is about. Ain't nothing free about things to press watch on KBOO Portland Skadia, and you've been listening to KBOO.fm, where you can get a free app for your iPhone or Android system, free app on KBOO.fm, and in that manner, we broadcast to all.
And thank you, Teresa. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll kick off Flashpoints. Today, host Dennis Bernstein speaks with journalist Roberts about his news about Columbia. Hillary Clinton. Dick Becker of the Answer Coalition responds to Obama's State of Encore broadcast of an interview about the U.S. role in the coup in Honduras. At 11 today, both Between the Covers and Instead of War and His Family, The Blue Between Sky and Water and the Center of the World. That's all coming up this morning. But first, Chris Andrea with headlines, interviews, and commentary. And that is so much KBOO member. You can become one by going to KBOO Donate today.
My landlord's a well like the bed of the land.
KBOO Action Free 2016, a rally and march organized by Portland Tenants United. On January 15th at Portland City Hall to demand an end to no-cause evictions, landlord retaliation, and persistent discrimination. More information.
Hello, if you try to stop an eviction, I'll be by your side.